A refrain. At some point, we all need to ask ourselves, how many chances am I worth giving? Has it been like what, six different therapists now? When do you know it's time to start darkening your line with permanent marker, to wring the fear out of yourself like water from a towel? I tell myself it's okay to challenge you. I tell myself that lying is just another part of imagining. How do you do that? How do you get your brain to work so you don't feel sad? Don't shrug. That's not fair to the rest of us. It's like telling your stomach not to rumble when it's hungry, like telling your skin not to bleed after cutting it. It's been six and counting. How many times have I woken you up like this, with night terrors collecting knots in your hair? Will you shower today? The evening passes with a dead skin smell. You would be better off if I never wished I was alive until I felt my fingertips tingle from tracing your lines. Did you know that sweaty palms run in my bloodline? My mother once soaked my sister's hands in ice water, hoping the temperature would freeze her glands. Instead, the water migrated to her feet, dribbling into a puddle. The tale of a place is the tale of its water. The night I left the hospital, you left a single drop of water on your paperwork, a tiny gray splotch, the contour of a tear. What is a pattern but a chorus? A repetition of a verse. What is self-harm but a mechanism, a new cog in the body's pain receptors?